Shabbat Shalom. I don't know if you've ever been with a high school senior about a month ago in the year. It's an interesting process. God willing, of the 100,000 schools they applied to, they got into a couple. And then there's an interesting process that goes on deciding which one they're going to go to. There are charts, pluses and minuses. There are visits that take place. You call people who went there. All of the information you could gather, you line them up, you make your decision, you do everything possible to make sure your trek into the unknown that is a place away from home, college life, is the right choice, the best choice. You line up all of your ducks in a row, and then you get to college and find out that all of the factors you weighed matter this much. You get to college and discover the things that make your experience important, good, difficult, hard, meaningful, are things that you can't know ahead of time. There are things like who your roommate's going to be, what kind of friends you'll make, how many times you'll change your major. There are things like which professors are you going to wind up with. There are things that you can't possibly know ahead of time. And that's exactly what's going on in our parsha this week. In our parsha, we have finally ready to head off to the Holy Land, to the land of milk and honey. And we have to trek through the wilderness to get there. All the way, the story stopped all the way back in the middle of the book of Exodus. Exodus took us out of Egypt, took us to Mount Sinai. We got the Ten Commandments, we got the Torah. Then we spent time building a tabernacle. We spent time establishing a priesthood, and now it is time to get moving. And the entire parsha is, okay, while we move, you tribe are right over here with your tents facing this way and that way. You tribe are over there. The priests are over here. We're going to count all the men. We're going to count all the warriors. We're going to make sure everything is exactly in order. And the rest of the book shows how little that order has mattered. The rest of the book is one thing after another that the Israelites have to deal with, have to come in contact, have to confront. One thing after another. Is it a prophet slash magician who's trying to curse them? Is it a king who's trying to kill them? Is it internal strife between one and the next? What are the things that come after? And none of them are the things that the Israelites prepared for. Which begs us to ask a question of ourselves. Each night, I'm sure that all of us do this to some degree. We think about the next day. We look at our calendar. We organize our stuff. We try and make sure our keys are in a spot where we might actually find them the next morning. We organize our lives. And not just at the end of every night, before big decisions. All the time, we are planning ahead, trying to put everything in order. And we should. Because those are the things we have control over. And many times, those things can help us. But the question we have to ask ourselves is, are we also preparing ourselves for the unexpected? And that goes to the extreme. Are we preparing ourselves for natural disasters? Do we have earthquake kits and safety plans? Do we have plans for when terrible things happen to us? But also, are we ready the next day? Our calendar is ordered. We have our events, our meetings, our appointments. Are we ready to get a phone call from a friend in need? Are we ready for the surprise that the friend who hasn't talked to you in years calls you and tells you that they're getting married and pregnant and they want you to come be a part of their simcha? Are you ready for the things in life you can't plan for, but that ultimately, deep down, you know are more important than your calendar going smoothly? This Shabbat, we ask ourselves, are you ready for the unexpected? Shabbat Shalom.